I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. We're going to spend the next few minutes getting to know the band A2VT. That stands for Africa to Vermont. A2VT is an Afro-pop band based in the Green Mountain State. We'll get to their story in just a moment. First, here's what they sound like. The situation, people living in the desperation, end to end, across the nation, let's get to. You probably guessed the song's title, but it's Let's Get Together by A2VT. Okay, now the backstory. The band's founding members are Saeed Boulay, who goes by the moniker Jilib, and George Manyunga, a.k.a. MG Man. Jilib is originally from Somalia. MG Man is from Tanzania. The story of how they got to the U.S. more than a decade ago is a story of luck, tenacity, and hope. The World's Rupa Shenoy spoke to them here in our studios recently.
First question, how do you end up in Vermont? So first, Jilib.
I didn't have no choice, you know. I just wanted a better place, better life. And I wanted to get to America, anyway, in America. You know? And you got what we call a host family, where they welcome you, and they welcome you sometime in their house and teach you around and take you shopping, get you groceries, and then show you things around. So they accept us. They have our file. We don't know them. They know us. So once they say, we're going to get this family and we're going to help this family in Vermont, so you don't really have a choice. So you come here and then you're just like, I love this place.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah, surprise. Yeah, I've been there almost 14 years. I love it. I think it's the best place to get education and it's the best place to raise kids.
MG, how about you? You got sponsored to come to Vermont?
Yeah. When I was in Africa, the thing that we got told while we was there and the thing that we see with our own eyes, it's way different. You can be like, damn. Because when I get here, I got here at night. At night, when you're on an airplane, you see everything is beautiful. Mm. Be like, I can't wait to put my feet down on the ground. So you wake up in the morning and be like, let me go see the city, how it was shining. Then you walk around, it's just a short house, like a regular to our house, home, only here. The house is wood, there is bricks, they have electricity, there we don't have electricity until you have a generator, and too many cars, there's not too many cars because there's no businessmen, there only farmers.
When you met, were you like, immediately we're going to do music, or was that a process?
We met in a school, play soccer, because the first time he was in Burlington High School, so when I moved to his town, that's where I met him. So me, I try to fit it in like them. I don't know where to study. I have the talent. I don't know where to study. So I don't know what happened. This guy, boom, in my life. And be like, do you do music? And be like, yes, I do music. Give me freestyle. I was not speak English that moment.
I speak a little bit of Swahili because I learned a little bit.
He used to understand a lot.
Could you do what you did then?
Yeah.
Please?
I started singing the song I wrote in Africa when I was 12 years old. It was a go like this. Nakumisi mpenzi wangu, hey Burundi. Njoo nitoe haya mawazo. Nakumisi mpenzi wangu, hey Burundi. Njoo niponye haya mateso. So I'm like, oh, yeah. And he said, I got somebody who do studio things. I can take you there. So
you were already hooked up with the studio.
Yeah, he was.
Everything happened in the same year. Back then, I was 16, 17. I have a big dream. You know, I always wanted to be in a studio. I always wanted to record song. And I met David.
Your producer.
Producer. When I met him, 2 weeks later, I met George. So I met David, and I asked him same thing. You do music? You like music? Take me to your house. He was like, I got a studio in my house. You want to come see it? I'm like, yeah, I love to see it. What you got? What do you got? So I humped on the studio. So I already see what like the studio is. So I know now in my head, I need a crew. You know what I mean? So now I got two people who wanted to do music so we can experience and learn at the same time and do something done.
And did you also always know you wanted to do like something that reflected your journey? Or did you think you had to appeal to an American audience with, like, English or stuff like
something
that?
Something that I appeal at back home. Mixing together, basically.
That's, you always knew that you wanted to do it that way?
Yeah, mixing it together. Because you don't want to... growing up, you know, daddy always tells you, don't lose your... what is that?
Your identity.
Don't lose your language and don't lose your culture. Don't lose who you are. You know what I mean? And then, don't lose your identity. I can't say that word.
Identity.
Both Jilib and MG called home to get permission from their fathers in Africa before they started a band. And both dads said it was okay. But as the years passed, A2VT got more popular, adding more hip-hop elements to their music. And that was controversial back home, where Jilib says dancing and singing is more traditional and hip-hop isn't accepted.
And after 5 years, 6 years doing the music, you know, doing the shows, you know, we put an album out, I put Wunuski in my town, people are loving it, we're getting noticed, we're doing shows. Now, the video we do, a couple videos, YouTube videos we got in YouTube, they can check that out and back in the camp. And the word reached to my dad. And then the one of the videos I made is being played to my dad, saying that, you know, look at your son. What he's doing is bad and blah, blah, blah. And now I got my dad calling me, telling me, yeah, stop. You got to stop that music. You can't do that anymore. I'm just thinking to myself, oh, somebody come see you? Or something. What happened? I was like, yeah, I got the neighbor coming and showing me your music videos, and he's saying it doesn't look good, and I'm like, don't listen to them, Dad. You know, I'm doing what it makes me happy. I gotta cool him down because somebody's hyping him up, you know, and then he's hyped, so he wanna call me and yell at me. So I let him listen his point, and then I tell him, and then he's like, okay, all right. Let them talk. Cause I'm like, you're just haters, you know, the people who's not trying to make, you know, get bigger.
But you don't have to deal with that, right?
I don't have to deal with it.
But he does.
But he does. And that hurts him and that hurts me too. But at the end of the day, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So with that thought, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, A2VT continued with their blend of languages, cultures, and styles. Their newest tune is called Faswa, which means beautiful in the Maymay language of Somalia. Jilib sings the song in both Maymay and English. Can you give me dance? Can you give me Jilib dance? She tell me, give it to me all night. I know what she can do with you today. If she wanna do, we can do it my way. If she wanna go, we can hit the highway. The way she talk, the way she walk, gotta say that she rocks my world. Wanna make it more, she already know. She's the only one I want it, girl. The way she talk, when she talking, the way she walk, when she walking, the way she dance, when she dancing, the way she moves. What you make it, just girl? That's Faswa from the Afro-pop group A2VT. Band members Jilib and MG Man both have part-time jobs in Vermont. Jilib drives a cab, for example. And MG Man says that in addition to working and making music, they spend a lot of time in schools teaching kids about Africa.
We're not only singers. We are teachers. Sometimes we go to schools to teach the kids.
In Vermont?
Yeah.
Which kids? Like, also white kids? Or
white kid, black kid, we don't choose.
Workshop.
What are you teaching them?
Dance. sometimes we talk to them, we play. So.
Tell them stories, tell them how many language we
like,
speak.
The thing is that it's different. Because most of the time, I went to school here, so I know the history of a little bit of history. Well, they used to teach us in high school, maybe. Because I studied in high school. I know the history they used to teach. So the history of that history and the history I grew up is way different. So they have the old story of back home. So for us doing music and talking about it in our songs, it's much easier for them to understand because they would never stay even 1 minute me talking about where I came from. They will listen. They just. But if you are writing on my music and put a video a little bit, it makes sense for them. They will be, oh, let's go check it out.
So you want them to learn about Africa this way?
Yeah.
Why is it important for them to learn about Africa?
Because so they don't, like he said, the history is different. It's written and the teachers teach you different than actually speaking to somebody who's really from there and knows things about there, you know, to get the story from it or from the book.
All right, so you're teaching during a time, I mean, it's hard
during
not...
During the music, during the meeting, during the show.
But also, we're like in a political climate, right? Like, it means something to be a refugee now. It means something to be an immigrant now. It means something to be Muslim now. So how do you deal with that when you're doing your music? Do you think about that a lot?
That's where the song is coming from, because when you sit down and be like, what's going on in here? Let's talk about this. And the minute we sit down on the paper and the beat.
So that's why the ghetto come out, and that's why we put it in the ghetto last year when things was happening and
the like presidential,
election. Trump and all that stuff, and the refugees. And we're just like, we gotta do something.
We gotta say something.
You know,
something.
And that's why everybody was feeling. Left alone. Yeah. Like, and
we came here to get help.
Trying to tell them, you know, we all feeling the same. You're good, you know. Whatever you go, it's the same. You don't like where you are right now, but trust me, if you go to the other place, then you'll be feeling the same.
Yeah.
Same.
Do you feel like people are listening and that's making a difference?
Yeah. Some of them will make a change, some of them don't, because it's a message. Some will take it, some don't.
Hmm. It's like you have a 17 kid in the school, in the class, and a few of them, they will pass the class, and the other, they will fail. So we go with the pass ones, right? Hmm. Everybody want the pass one. Nobody want the fail. So exactly, that's what we want.
It seems like you're trying to make a lot of connections and teach people to make connections.
Yeah, the teaching and the international, they go together. Because the teaching, what I'm saying, it's not like I'm going to open a dance class shop. My teaching skills will go with me, and wherever I'm at, whatever I'm partying, whoever I'm partying with, my dance and my lyrics, they will remember forever. And that's the teaching skills.
But this took some sacrifices, right? I mean, before we started, you mentioned that you were driving a taxi and stuff like that. So, I mean, you're talking about what you want to accomplish and why, but it took something, right? You had to make some sacrifices to make this happen.
Yeah,
can you talk about that a little bit?
Patient, skills, and you know, keep proving the hard work. Because nothing comes easy in life. Everything you have to work hard for it. And to where we are right now and things that we're doing, you got to prove the work.
Jilib and MG Man of the group A2VT, which stands for Africa to Vermont. It's an Afropop band based in Burlington, Vermont. They came to our studios to speak with my colleague Rupa Shenoy. And before they left, they performed one of their tunes for us in the studio. Here it is. It's called Ghetto.
Yeah, that one.
Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. Everybody get tight. Running out of time.
and again to put your hands in the air,
yeah,
and say ah.
Born in a ghetto,
born in a ghetto,
raised in a ghetto,
raised in a ghetto.
Come to America, see if it ghetto.
Ghetto, still feeling ghetto.
Everywhere I go now, see if it ghetto.
Music, still feeling ghetto.
Tell them.
Let me tell you a story.
Boom.
A story about my life.
For real.
Let me tell you about this one.
What else?
Real one from the ghetto.
Music from the Afropop group, A2VT. This is The World.